When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
That time of year we should talk about asparagus.
It is, Yumi.
Such a great ingredient.
It is a wonderful ingredient.
And one of the things to look for if you're buying it in the shops is tip it upside down and look at its stem.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's starting to look a bit withered and dried out, it's not very fresh.
Just like people. Yeah.
Are you looking at the bags under my eyes, Simon Davis? Hey, I'm Yumi Steins and this is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Famously seasonal.
Yes.
Asparagus grows like at a matter of centimetres per day.
Yeah, it's ridiculously
and
quick.
I've heard it said that you must try to eat asparagus just freshly snapped off out of the ground into your mouth.
This was me telling you this about a year ago.
I've never had it still.
Oh, you need to. You've never lived until you've tried it. No, honestly, it is so sweet and so fresh. Straight into your mouth. Or even take a little camp stove down there and boil up the water with it. Yeah, and then just cook it there and, oh, delicious.
See, that's food snobbery right there.
It is.
It's like trying to eat an oyster standing, you know, in those big dungaree things, those rubber things in a swamp.
Yeah.
Like when most of us cannot do that.
No, that's true.
And
that's
if true. I were somewhere where asparagus was growing out of the ground, I would get on my hands and knees and try and eat it out of the ground.
Get as close to it as possible. Lower your central gravity. Yeah, really just one up everyone else around you.
Like a cat eating cat grass. That would be me.
I can imagine that.
Anyway, failing that, do like I do and buy it at the shops. Try and get it fresh and don't overcook it, right?
That's important.
So good. And it's just one of those foods that you can really maybe blanch quickly in boiling water or chuck it on the barbecue, even a nonstick fry pan, and then just eat it as is, maybe with a little salt, squeeze of lemon. But given that we're kind of coming into that time of year when maybe you're having friends over on the weekend, I've got a quick little recipe I want to share, and it's using puff pastry.
One of my favourite hack ingredients, right, Yumi? Because we are talking about the shop-bought stuff, right?
So imagine you get a couple of pieces of the shop-bought stuff, which if you've never used it, it's like a big square.
Yeah,
it's like
a big sheet.
So you've got two sheets of puff pastry. Cut each sheet into four so you have eight pieces of puff pastry in total and then pop those into the oven.
Mm-hmm.
You can brush them if you want to with a little oil or butter and salt, but I would just pop them directly in and then prepare everything else. So basically what you're going to do is you're going to make the puff pastry is the bed, some goat's cheese mixed with dill, tarragon, parsley, chives, whatever you've got.
Lots of fresh herbs.
But just whatever you've got
because
we don't have all of those things. That's going to be the mattress on the bed.
Love it.
The person lying on the bed, the people, is going to be the asparagus.
Of course.
Right? Now, if you want to go extra level, you can make a dressing to drizzle over the top, but I would just say calm down because we're all tired over here. All right? We don't have time for that. It's enough that you've made the bed.
Yes, exactly. And you've lain in it or laid in it or lied in it.
You and your friends are lying in it.
Yeah.
Your asparagus friends.
Yeah.
Okay. So put your oven onto about 200 degrees, so quite a hot oven. Pop in your prepared puff pastry squares, which will be rectangles because they're the bed. And then you want that to be in there for about 10 to 12 minutes, but keep an eye on it because you want it to look puffy and golden. Once it comes out, you're actually, if you can be bothered, you can put your fingers in to make sort of the dip for the mattress to sit in.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And then spoon in that cheese mixture. It's goat's cheese. So I'd use Meredith Dairy goat's cheese.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
And if you happen to have the herbs, definitely mix those through. And if you don't, that's not a drama. And then on top, you're going to lay the asparagus. Now, you could totally do it raw, but I think it'll be a bit more unctuous and yummy cooked.
Okay.
So if you're doing a whole barbecue situation, then by all means, chuck it on the barbecue. But I would just snap off the woody ends and toss them into a big pot of boiling water and not overdo it. You want about 3 minutes in there.
mm-hmm.
and then take them out and blanch them into an ice bath.
Okay.
Yeah. The other thing to remember to do, and I know you would, but just in case somebody's listening who wouldn't, is once you take them out of the water, dry them off.
Yeah.
You don't want wet.
No, it'll soak up the pastry.
And then basically what you do is then you lay maybe 5 or 6 pieces of asparagus on that bed.
Okay.
Of puff pastry.
Yeah, yeah.
And cheese. And if you want, drizzle it with a dressing.
Oh.
So good. But wait for your friends to come over and you've kind of got something really impressive.
Yeah, very fancy
to
asparagus
put in front
here.
Of them, and they'll be like, "You're amazing." You'll be like, "I know."
And the asparagus will just be quiet and let you take all the credit.
This is your 5-minute food fix.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.